With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Senator Steve Daines is spending the next 2 weeks highlighting the energy needs of Montana businesses and advocating for policies that protect the state's fossil fuel industries, including coal interests that are facing significant challenges. The Republican from Bozeman kicked off what he's calling his Montana Energy Tour today with a stop at the CHS refinery in Laurel. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
CHS refinery manager Pat Kimmett puts into perspective how important electricity is for the Laurel facility.
$18 million for power and $15 million for wages and benefits.
Their power bill here in Laurel, Montana for this operation is greater than their payroll, which shows how important it is to have reliable, affordable energy to keep these jobs in Montana.
Dane says those salaries, which Kimmett says average $120,000 a year, is 3 to 4 times more than the state average.
So these are good, high-paying jobs. We want to keep these here in Montana, and a reliable, affordable energy supply is part of that equation.
Currently, about 60%, or about 40 megawatts of that power, comes from the coal-fired plants at Colstrip. Refinery manager Pat Kimmett says their expansion plans will increase that consumption up to 56 megawatts. He says the refinery supports all sources of power generation, but he worries what will happen if another coal-fired power plant goes down, with no other reliable power generation immediately available to take its place. Kimmett says right now the refinery is planning on bringing in a third line because of its ongoing capital investments. And one source of electricity CHS had relied on is gone. It's the recently decommissioned coal-fired Corret power plant just to the east in Billings.
We have some concerns regarding the reliability and stability of the power to our facility because it was a very close generator. It was located close to our facility, which adds to the stability.
And it did have an impact, is that correct?
Yes, we believe it has. Our electrical experts tell me that it has impacted some of our power problems that we've had recently.
He says power blips have the potential to shut down the refinery, in particular, the pollution control equipment. And he says if that happens in the winter, the potential of frozen pipes could bring down his operation for days. Kimmett says if the Federal Clean Power Plan leads to the closure of the Colstrip generating units, it would force CHS to pay more for its electricity. He says those costs to produce gasoline and diesel would be passed on to consumers. And Dane says that's why he's looking at the various aspects of Montana's energy sector.
I never thought I'd live to see a day here in Montana when we might even be having this discussion. And I think it's very, very unfortunate. And it's a threat here to our livelihoods here in Montana. It's a threat, frankly, to keeping our jobs here in Montana. And that's why we've got a fight in our hands right now to make sure Montanans understand what is happening here and what this could mean for our future and our livelihoods here in our state.
Besides a trip to Colstrip, the Republican will visit a wind farm near Baker and hear about education programs at both Miles and Dawson Community College that cater to the energy sector. Daines is co-sponsoring an energy summit next week in Billings with the Montana Chamber of Commerce. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.